This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. New numbers out this week paint a grim picture of the housing market, especially here in California. The median price of a home in the southern part of the state now stands at $285,000. That's the lowest it's been in 5 years. For more on what that means, we're joined now by Peter Hong, who writes about real estate for the LA Times. Thanks for joining us, Peter. And can you explain what's behind this big drop?
Fundamentally, prices got out of line with people's incomes during the big real estate boom that we had recently. So the market is correcting and kind of getting back to a level where houses are priced at levels that people can afford without exotic financing or lying about their income or all the other kinds of excesses that went on in the past few years that I think a lot of us are familiar with now.
So what do these numbers here in Southern California, what does that mean for the rest of the country?
You know, the other kind of metro coastal areas are following a pretty similar pattern, but you know, places like Charlotte, North Carolina haven't had the kind of run up that we had in the hot spots probably aren't seeing as large declines because they don't have as far to fall. But the real sort of disaster areas are California, Nevada, Arizona, Florida. You know, New York City has had great appreciation and hasn't seen the large declines now, so that's sort of the one the economists are watching next to see, if New York's bubble which has sort of been slowly deflating, is really going to have a big burst at some point.
Foreclosures seem to be playing a big role in all of this. A new study came out yesterday from the company Realty Track showing that across the country, fewer Americans are thinking about buying a foreclosed home. So what might be the effect of this?
Here in Southern California, people are buying foreclosed homes, especially ones that are of sort of decent quality.
I understand that you are currently speaking to us from a home that was foreclosed on. Can you tell us a little bit about your situation there?
The house that I bought that closed in October had been foreclosed in the summer. And I had sold the place I was living in 2005 and rented, until this year because I sort of thought the housing bubble was going to burst. And even though prices probably will continue to go down, we were kind of tired of living in a rental house that didn't have air conditioning or a dishwasher, things sort of niceties like that. And it looked like, the only kind of reasonable deals when I was shopping for a house back in the summer were foreclosures.
For those looking to avoid foreclosure, there's a federal program out there, and it was designed to help, they estimated, 400,000 borrowers avoid foreclosure. And so far, they've only received about 300 applications. The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development has said this program's way too onerous, way too expensive. Are there any plans afoot to help homeowners in a different way?
Yes, I think the Obama administration and the new Congress is going to be far more aggressive in attacking housing. At least they've been saying that. There were a few proposals that Democrats in Congress were not able to get passed that may well come to life in the new year. And probably the most prominent one would be allowing bankruptcy judges to order lenders in bankruptcy court to reduce the principal amount for mortgages. So that would help someone who maybe owes more on their house than what it's worth to get a better deal to stay in their house from their bank.
Peter Hong writes about real estate for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.